time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on? First show of the year. Happy New Year, everybody. Friday, January 3rd, we are out the door and off and running, first of 52 weeks. Look, what's going to happen in 2025, right? What's going to happen? What is going to happen? Who is going to lead the way? Who's going to win state titles? We shall see. But we're off to a great start here. Plenty of action. I want to focus this opening segment on some hockey action. Because I got in the mood because I have Jason Marshall coming up. He is the coach of the Peabody Saga Swampscott boys hockey team. They're off to a 2-2 start. That's really good for them. They look great against Masco in the season opening 6-4. When you hear all about it from Jason Marshall later in the show, third year coach there. But wanted to run around a little bit to HNIB, Hockey Night in Boston News.com, HNIBnews.com. Used to write for those guys. They're legit. They have a pulse. They pretty much are the pulse of what's going on in high school hockey. At the end of the show, we're going to talk all basketball, Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, results and details. But I know a short team got shut out, by the way. The Merrimack Valley won the girls and boys titles. But let's talk a little hockey before we get into things, into our guests. Division One for girls hockey, St. Mary's, actually, Peabody Linfield North Reading is your fourth team in the state, according to HNIB News, Gary Demopoulos running this poll. So they're fourth. Haverhill, Pawtucket, North Andover, I think, but that HPNA team is their fifth. And St. Mary's, our defending champions, don't clock in until 7, off to a 3-2-1 start. An uncharacteristic, I guess, 3-2-1 start. They dropped from 5 to 7 in that poll. So let's go around, see if we got any North Shores in the top 10. For Division 2, we do not. Mostly the North Shore plays in that D1. Boys hockey. St. John's Prep was 3-year defending state champs, previously 5, so they bumped up a couple slots. They did lose, I believe, to Pope Francis in the Pete Frady's Classic. So I don't know if that was before this or after this, but it's 2-2 at the moment of the poll for the Prep. And that's pretty much it for North Shore teams there. Mass Boys Hockey Division 4 top 10, Winthrop 2-3, they're the third seed, up from number 4. North Reading at 10. They were at 9 last week. Division 3 top 10. Marblehead, your defending state champs, 5-1. They were number 2 last week, dropped down to 3. Essex Tech is at 5 at 4-1. And that just about does it. How about Division 2? These are all polls from December 29th, by the way. December 29th. Top 10 for D2, and we got shut out of that for the North Shore, and I think that's gonna do it. So that was on December 29th, latest polls for the Hockey Night in Boston, folks, and they've got a pretty good pulse on hockey. So let's take a break. On the other side, we're gonna catch up with Saugus girls basketball coach Joe Lowe. Then we're going to talk to Peabody Hockey with the co-op with Saugus and Swampscott, Jason Marshall. And then just kind of do a quick recap of our guests. And then at the end of the show, a recap of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it. And our latest guest is going to be Saugus girls basketball coach Joe Lowe. His team coming off a 54-47 win in the over Milton in the Snowden Tournament Championship Classic. Awesome, awesome stuff.
So yeah, good tournament win. Nice, always nice to win a holiday tournament for sure.
Yeah, we played a charter school for Brockton, New Heights, on Saturday. We kind of struggled, I think, playing as our first game in like 10 days. We struggled a little bit, just like execution and just like honestly effort. So I didn't know what to expect going in against Milton, who's a very good team. And then like we just had like a great warm up and like just punched him in the face early and went up 9-2. We just kind of kept that 7 to 11 point lead the whole game. Like didn't take the foot off the gas.
Nice. So what particular areas did the girls show improvement in from the New Heights game?
Well, we shot better. I think like we hit like 6 or 7 threes, which we haven't been doing. But honestly, we just kept full court pressure the entire game. Like we did not let off. There wasn't one possession where we weren't picking up full court. And we generated about 20 to 25 turnovers. I don't have the exact number. So just like that, like relentless pressure, like made a big difference against Milton, who was much bigger than us.
And then you get Peyton and Ella, all tournament team, Peyton tournament MVP. So let's break down each of their performances.
Yeah, so Peyton put in 20. But I actually think her scoring wasn't really like the best part of her game. She kind of plays in the back of like the full court, and like her, if you watch the games, the deflections that she gets, like kind of playing center field, like once we get a trap, like she really navigates that really well. So for her, you know, just like, yes, she did lead us in points, but the defense for her like, in the back and kind of just like keeping us organized on the offense and defense side of the ball, like was great about her. And then Ella, first, like I tried to like start each quarter like running a set for her. And she hit some big threes, but more so she played amazing defense, like on some of their guards, like she probably had, I think, 4 steals, which is great. They played well.
Yeah, and then you mentioned in the tweet, Taylor Delidi had a nice big three in the fourth quarter. It was like a back-breaking three kind of moment.
Yeah, I made some subs. I probably shouldn't have. I should not have taken her out of the game. I went with a little size to try to rebound. And when I took her out, she was doing an amazing job covering number one for them. I took her out. We were up 11 points, and they went on a 7-0 run. I put her in, and she buried a three to put us back up 7, like right away.
Nice.
So for her to do that, especially after my mistake of taking her out of the game and just like keeping her head in, it was great to see.
Yeah. Do you have any leading scorer from the New Heights game?
It was Peyton. Peyton had, I think it was, I can text it to you.
Okay.
It might have been 21 she had.
Okay. Yeah, so solid 20 and 21, tournament MVP, coming off the 1,000 point. So she's had a good early start to the season. And then the team overall, it's what's the record?
with 4-1.
Yeah, great start. Do you remember last year's start roughly after five games?
I think we were like 3-2 or 2-3. Like we didn't start as well as we started this year.
Yeah, yeah. So that's obviously good coming out of the gate like that. And now, what are you looking for more of, you know, when you get into the Northeastern Conference swing of things, the whole, you know, the January, February grind?
Yeah, so, like, I haven't put any, like, we haven't set, like, team goals, right? Like, a lot of people do, we want to win the league term. Like, for us, like, we've literally just focused on playing hard. Like, our style's been, like, full court, man-to-man. Like, we don't have a kid over 5'7". The girl last night had 20 and 15 for them, like, and I think Bada had like 6 offensive rebounds. So like for us, it's just maintaining being the most in shape team. Like the first thing we did today is we ran for like 20 minutes and then we lifted at practice today. And I don't think a lot of other teams are doing that.
Yeah.
So I think as we get into like league play, just not letting the foot off the gas, like, and just like building towards the tournament. Like we're not even close to like as good as we can be. And, like, so I think for us, just like building off that and like not, Like winning games that I think we gave up last year. Like, I think we lost some games that like were tweeners where we didn't show up. There really hasn't been games that we haven't shown up in yet. And I think that's just like what I'm looking to keep doing.
Yeah. Also good for like, you know, the variety of practices. I mean, you kind of get, you know, brain cramps, constantly going over set plays and stuff like that, you know? So.
Yeah, like I had people being like, what we have not, like, we went over zone offense for the first time today. We really have not gone over that stuff because, my mindset, like, reflected on last year's, where I did have brain cramps and, like, kids, like, I think this style of play is more fun for them, where they can just go full court. They know they got to cover somebody, and it's easier to get points, get a deflection and a steal, and pass it up to your teammate for a layup. Than trying to remember where to be on a set play that we might run 3 times a game.
Yeah.
So we're just putting really an emphasis on being like tough, scrappy, and just like deflections and skills. Like that's like really what our offensive goal is.
Yeah. Besides, and actually Peyton does volleyball too. So do you have it seems like you have a lot of fall athletes that just carried over. So they're already in shape too, which helps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're all multi-sport athletes. So, all soccer players, like the Sewell twins, the Leedy's are soccer, Peyton's volleyball, Potter obviously soccer,
yeah.
Allie Mabee's the volleyball captain. So we did come in shape, like everybody came in shape playing multi-sports.
Yeah, nice.
Which is great.
All right. So Winthrop on Thursday. And then, when's the next one after that?
Then we play Swampscott the following Monday. I think it's the 6th.
Swampscott Monday, okay. All right, and then it gets back, I'm assuming, Tuesday, Fridays at some point because you haven't done that yet.
Yeah, it's actually good for us. So we play Swampscott on the Monday, but we're actually playing on January 11th. We're playing at the TD Garden, a league game versus Marblehead.
Oh, okay, nice. Marblehead, I think some – what is that? It seems like some teams get that bonus every year. What is it, like rotate for the Garden kind of thing? I remember like Revere was in there last year.
Yeah, I think they just ask you and you got to meet like their fundraiser requirement. $10,000.
Yeah. That's going to be exciting for the girls. Awesome. All right, cool. Well, thanks, Coach, and best of luck on Thursday. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate it. You too.
All right, talk soon.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, we're back with our latest guest, going to be Coach Jason Marshall of the co-op Peabody Saugus Swampscott boys hockey team. What's going on, Coach?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, obviously, well into the season here, four games in, 2-2 in the latest. At the time of this interview was the Christmas tournament, Lynn Christmas tournament, a victory, big one. Football score 10-0 over Lynn. So let's start there with the most recent result. You know, obviously the boys, got a, you know, Christmas tourney win. That's always good.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great tournament. We had a close game the previous day with St. Bernard's. Could have went either way, but unfortunately St. Bernard's got the better of us. But it was nice to be able to rebound and get a nice kind of solid win against Lynn.
Yeah, 10 goals there. And, you know, even in your two losses to Chicopee and St. Bernard's, 4-3, 6-5, and then you started the season with the big one, 6-4 over Masco. So this team is putting points on the board. How is it getting it done on the offensive end?
It's been fantastic. I mean, we have a lot of really talented guys, especially up front, that have really been kind of carrying us and putting up a lot of points. Even in that Lynn game, we had a lot of guys that have had great chances the first three games that it finally kind of clicked for them and broke through with Brandon Barone and Ryan Frary both getting their first goals of the season. But both of them have had plenty of chances the first three games and told them to keep kind of pushing. And it finally kind of monkey off the back situation for them, where it finally clicked for them and started seeing pucks in the back of the net.
Yeah. And then the big news with you guys, you know, was in the offseason, inviting in Swampscott to complete the co-op where it was Saugus Peabody the first two seasons under you. Now it's Swampscott as well. So three teams. And Swampscott brings you, I'm counting, about six kids, right?
Yep. Yeah, so we have, I think, four of them are in the lineup pretty regularly. There's a couple of freshmen that are kind of bouncing in and out. But I think in total we might have 10 or so, 10 to 11 kids in the program from Swampscott. Fantastic. I mean, they all came in with a great mentality. Kind of similar to when we did the call-up the first time. The kids tend to meld together, and especially when they see the potential that we have as a program, they see the first couple of tryouts and see what we have. Everyone's buying into it, which has been phenomenal. The right mentality from everyone, from the new guys to the returning guys, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Until 2022, I lived in Swampscott for 13 years. I know some of the names, particularly Papalato.
Oh, yeah.
I coached with his dad in Little League and stuff. And Frankie was the older brother, you know, and he's gone now. But you have Dom. You have Dom as a goalie. And he was had a stellar year last year, right?
Oh, absolutely. I believe he's a two-time NEC All-Star. I know it absolutely last year. But it's great having just solid goaltending. We have Evan Timankowski who returned from us from Peabody as well. But as happens, he's out injured right now, and Dom's been able to kind of step up and take on that extra minutes, and he's looked phenomenal. So,
yeah, you'll take it, right? Have two goalies to rotate.
It's a great problem to have. I told them both going into the season. Having both of them that I feel very comfortable with in net. And just the original plan bouncing back and forth. But once one goes down, it's good to have someone who's able to step right in and kind of carry it.
Yeah, and then you can look back on early season results when it gets late in the year, like, oh, Evan, you know, he shut down these guys, so let's throw him in there again.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
yeah.
I feel very confident with having both of those guys to kind of backstop us.
Yeah, and roster-wise, it looks like Peabody, you know, has the majority, I'd say, of kids. And then, of course, Saugus with about five or so. So let's talk about the captains. It looks like three captains out of Peabody. That's cool.
Yep. Yeah, so I we did captains last year before the co-op, but we didn't have any seniors from Saugus. But, I mean, just in terms of leadership, all three of them, I'm very kind of happy with the choices. I mean, even in our senior class, guys that aren't captains, we have a ton of leadership. That even includes some of the new guys coming in, some juniors as well with great leadership. So I rely on the three of them as captains, but really as the senior class kind of as a whole, to be that kind of leadership of bringing on all the new guys, and kind of bringing everyone together into our shared goal.
Yeah, and you got Tyson Higgins, Zach Hartnett, and Andrew Pinto, right?
Yep. Yeah, those are the three captains.
Yeah, and let's break them down one by one. Where's Tyson contributing? Start with him.
Yeah, so Tyson, he's I've coached him now for 4 years, and he's just a very, very solid two-way forward. And his offensive skills, I feel like, have been taking kind of leaps and leaps every single year, and until now his senior year, he's making plays that I honestly didn't think was in his bag, but he makes them. And he kind of helps bolster that blue line that we have with him, Nick Muse, and Ryan Frary. I mean, all three of them highly skilled and great skaters. So them three, having Tyson in the middle of them two has just been phenomenal. Zach Hartnett, he's one of our top defensemen. Just very, very solid on the blue line. Has a little bit of offensive skills as well. He's able to kind of help start the rush. He's been getting a lot of power play time, but he's always solid for us on defense. And then same goes with Andrew Pinto, another solid defenseman, great skating skills, very solid in our own defensive end, kind of helps patrol the front of the net for us a little bit, I guess. He plays a great role as well. He's one of our top defensemen.
Yeah, and the Saugus crew, you only got mostly underclassmen from the Saugus crew, right?
Yeah, I have one junior, and then I believe three sophomores off the top of my head, yeah, maybe two. Freshman. And then, yeah, a couple freshmen, or one, yes, one freshman from Saugus.
Yeah, yeah, so Artie O'Leary being a sophomore, and then you got Braden Verone. So I think, is Artie and Braden returnees?
No. Artie, Braden, Dimitri is a returnee. Larry, as a junior, is a returnee.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just the freshmen. So all of my sophomores and up from Saugus are returning.
Yeah. And what can you say about the returning Saugus men that come back and how they've improved from last year?
Yeah. So Larry and Braden haven't gotten their chance yet, but they'll be getting in some game action coming up very soon. But Artie, Dimitri, and Jake, our freshmen, have all been seeing a lot of playing time, getting great offensive chances. Artie and Jake both on our red line with Braden Barone and not Braden, Brandon Barone. But that's I mean, one of our I always kind of consider them a second first line for us. And then Dimitri's been kind of holding up our third line as a center, and he's had a couple goals himself. He's looked really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good to see. Like, you know, you got all three cities represented very well. They're all getting, you know, looks. And, you know, I always wonder, like, how the co-op teams mesh, different kids, different towns. But I feel like every time I ask that with every team, it's like, no, they're fine. You know, they just got on the ice. They want to play hockey, and they bonded pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Has that been the dynamic for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going into the season or kind of before we started, I was a little bit kind of not worried, but questioning it, because we've had some really tight competitive games with Swampscott in the past couple of years. But it's been easy. I mean, there's nothing. I haven't had a single kind of complaint from any of the kids. They've all just taken to it. And I just keep reminding them we have that shared goal of what we want to achieve. of winning the NEC and making the tournament. And so we all kind of had that same mindset, and we're all just, everyone's bought in right away. So it's been phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good. Even though they have to, you know, put on the Peabody jersey, right? They,
we just got brand new jerseys today that, that have all three towns represented, which is fantastic. Awesome. We've been wearing the jerseys that we had in the past that were just Peabody and Saugus. But, now we finally got brand new jerseys with, all teams represented, which is, it's great. It's great to be able to spread the love. I try to, we are, Peabody is the main, base of the co-op, I guess. I try to have everyone feel kind of included, because in the end, it's all just one program for us all as a family. So, I don't really think of it too much as towns, but we're one cohesive unit.
Yeah. You know, we talked about the 10-0 win over Lynn, but I think the other win might have been even more significant. I mean, Masco has always been up there Division II wise, right?
Absolutely. That was a very, very good game. It was incredibly competitive the entire way. A little bit too many penalties, I definitely would say, from our side, a little bit on their side as well. But otherwise, it was a great game. Masco's always tough. I mean, they're with a few teams in our league that it doesn't matter how many kids they left from the previous year. It doesn't matter how many guys they have injured. They're always going to be solid. They're well coached. They have a good program. Usually have a good amount of depth. So, luckily we were able to come out on the winning side on that. It was a game that we also played for the Bob Driscoll Trophy. So it's their former head coach. He used to run the Learn to Skate at the PUD rink. So they do a game there every single year. And we were involved in it last year. Didn't come out on the winning end. This year it was nice to come out on the winning end. So we got a nice little trophy. And it's nice. So
yeah, it's
a good way to start the season. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. And I'm looking at the schedule, and, you know, some non-leaguers include way at the end there, you got Rockport, Manchester, Essex, you got Everett Revere before that.
Yep.
And then Wakefield is the other non-league. And you've already had two non-leaguers to start the season too.
Yep.
So how do you feel that schedule ended up, you know, cause it's always a challenge getting your non-league schedule together, and you want to get good competitive games because it helps you in the rankings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know too much about Wakefield. I don't think we played them recently, but we played Everett last year. And it was a very competitive game. They got the edge on us that time. So I'm hoping that we are able to bounce back. But I think that's a great matchup for us. Same thing goes, with the Lynn Christmas tournament. Same thing happened last year where we split games. Happen again this year. So trying to get us competitive games and get us as prepared as possible for a potential tournament run.
Yeah. And then so that's January 1st, the New Year's Day, the Everett one, and then then you get no rest, because 3 days after that on Saturday you got the defending Division III champs, Marblehead.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. So I'm hoping that we're prepared. We've definitely been working a lot in practice on different things to get us ready for that game. I don't want to look too far ahead. It's easy to, I get carried away sometimes, but I keep reminding these guys, you just got to break it down one game at a time and just focus on whoever's up next. So we got Everett on Wednesday at home, so that'll be a great game. So I hope everyone kind of comes out for it.
Sweet. All right, Jason Marshall, thanks for joining us on the North Shore Sports Desk. Another great catch up, and off to a pretty solid start, 2-2. With the New Year's Day game, and then the Saturday one against Marblehead at Salem State, 6:00. Thanks for joining us, Jason, and best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, the guest portion of the show is over with. Time to get talking. And first, I just wanted to do a quick recap before we take a break of our guests. Thank you to Joe Lowe and Jason Marshall for coming on. Two dedicated coaches. Joe Lowe, something special is going on in Saugus over there. I can feel it. Started last year where they made the tournament, got a tournament win. Yeah, weaker opponent, but you gotta start growing somewhere. And they did it. They hadn't won a tournament game maybe in ever. I don't know, but definitely in a long time. And then they come out hot out of the gates. Probably a better start than last year. Definitely a better start than last year for 2024. And they turn the calendar year and looking like they're going to rough up some of those NEC opponents in that lower division. But they'll be competitive. They'll be definitely one to watch. They got a lot of athletes on that team. A lot of great athletes. Saugus has some great female athletes going right now. They're definitely having some more team success than the boys are for sure. And then Jason Marshall, thanks to him, leading the way. Never easy to coach a co-op, but he's doing a fine job. Three teams, Peabody, Saugus, Swampscott. You know, that is a challenge. And I mean, it's not like an after-school special. We're like, yo, where town you from, man? You don't think it's that way. But it's not easy to just, you know, change the environment, change the uniforms. And, you know, it must be frustrating for, you know, like the Saugus Swampscott, because they can't even form their own team. And I'm sure they want to desperately, you know, play near their home rink. They play near their school in their home rinks and just wear their own jerseys, you know, but hey, they get to play hockey. So they're probably happy with that, but that's a team to watch 2-2 and they're super competitive. So we'll see where they go. All right. Well, that's going to do that segment. We are on to a break. And after that, catching up with the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, all you need to know, including the North Shore highlights as well. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Street Grill. All right, we're back at it on the Sports Desk, closing out the show, first show of 2025. We're going to focus over on the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic for the show, because this is actually a dual closing segment. We're using it in North Shore and Merrimack because there's implications all around for North Shore and Merrimack Valley from this tournament. The more we can talk about it, the better. It's such a big, huge tournament to start the season in basketball. I call it like March in December, you know, because it's got that tournament feel. So we already mentioned Andover beating Methuen in the finals. In boys, Sam Consemi, most valuable player. Congratulations to Sam. Owen Crowley from Andover, all tournament. I'm citing the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Twitter handle here. Methuen's Isaiah Andino, all tournament team. He had a great performance. Central Catholic Javi Lopez, all tournament. Great stuff from Javi. Nick Catalano, North Andover, all tournament. So a great group there. Lennon Abreu De La Cruz, Ted Boudreau Sixth Player Award. That's an honor to win that one. And let's move on to Coach's Award. For Andover, it was Josh Rowe, and Methuen, Nate Clementi. Congratulations to them. Casey Grange about her stud player, Anelia Kuo. She's the player of the game, and she posted a double-double with a game-high 21 points in Central's win over Bridgewater Raynham. 12 rebounds, so double-double, not bad at all. Moving ahead, let's give the full all-tournament team for the girls. Anelia Kuo, Central Catholic. Camden Strandberg, Bridgewater Raynham. Kira Lanahan, Andover. Kerry Finneran, Central Catholic. And Kayla Dunlap out of Natick. Player Award for girls, Addison Beers, Central Catholic. Casey Grange gave the scoop on her. Coaches Awards, I went to Caroline Vient out of Central, and then Brenna Woodbury, Bridgewater, Raynham. There's Zach DeRochers of North Andover and Jordan Marion of Central Catholic. Pretty cool. Zach DeRochers was a player of the game in North Andover's final game, 23 points, while Javi Lopez got 25 for Central in his final game of the tournament. Award winners are North Andover, Sydney Rogers, and Andover, Callie Martin. Natick, Olivia Penn won a Coach's Award, and Pawtucket out of the North Shores, Kate Conover, she also won a Coach's Award. Medeiros was also a Coach's Award winner, along with Westford Academy's Erin Keefe. Had a couple of North Shore kids winning also Coach's Awards after their battle. Newburyport, St. John's Prep, Ben Corno of Newburyport, and Gio Rodriguez of St. John's Prep. And big games from Atherton with 29 points, Craig with 23, and Gretz 20 points in the Clippers. In the Clippers' final game, they took that game against the Prep 85-62. Big win for Newburyport over SJP. Always good when you North Shore team, public school can beat the North Shore private school giant, St. John's Prep. And I think the dynamic, as you heard Casey Grange say, is like kind of like the similar, right? Because everyone wants to beat Central in the MVC. Everyone wants to beat SJP in the NEC. Look at that. Look at all those. Couple more highlights to get to. Let's see. We had Jacob Class out of Beverly, Coach's Award winner for the seventh place game with Lawrence. And Lawrence's Brown Cahuccio, he was the Coach's Award winner for that game. Player of the game was Jacob Class, phenomenal, 31 points and a number of assists in Beverly's final performance there. So you got to give credit to Class. Everyone was talking about him throughout the tournament. As might have been the best player of the tournament, people have said, as a matter of fact. So, well, that's pretty much it from the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic highlights from the North Shore Merrimack Valley. We thank you for tuning into the Sports Desk. We're excited about another year here that gets going with this show. Probably, what, 51 more to go? We don't stop. Thanks, Danny Martin. Let's have a great year. Thanks, Paul Kelly and the crew at MSNSports.com for taking us in another year. We'll see you next week.